This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 12 October 2005. Israeli occupation forces launch more attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Four Palestinians, including two children, were killed by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces conducted 26 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Homes were raided and 36 Palestinian civilians were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. One home was seized and transformed by the IOF into a military base. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine and have continued to close the Rafah International Crossing Point and the Beit Hanun or Erez Crossing. Israeli occupation forces impose severe restrictions on fishing in the Gaza Strip and have arrested five Palestinian civilians, including three children, at military checkpoints in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces established a military checkpoint near Qalandia checkpoint and arrested 19 solidarity activists during a peaceful, nonviolent demonstration organized in protest to the construction of this apartheid wall. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine, and the Israeli occupation forces have confiscated an additional 60 dunams of Palestinian land in the Nablus area for settlement expansion. Summary. Willful killings. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces killed four Palestinians in two separate incidents in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. On Sunday morning, 9 October 2005, Israeli occupation forces shot dead a Palestinian civilian in Nablus. That evening, Israeli occupation forces shot dead three Palestinian civilians, including two children, in the Gaza Strip. These three civilians apparently attempted to enter Israel through the eastern border of the Gaza Strip in order to search for gainful employment. Israeli occupation forces left the three victims to bleed to death, offering no medical assistance. Israeli occupation forces also seriously wounded a Palestinian child in Hebron. Incursions. Israeli occupation forces conducted 26 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these incursions, Israeli occupation forces raided homes and arrested an additional 36 Palestinian civilians, including four children. Israeli occupation forces also seized a home and transformed it into a military site. Restrictions on movement. Even though Israeli occupation forces have been, in quotes, redeployed around the Gaza Strip, the Israeli government maintains the occupation of Gaza through controlling all outlets and crossings. Rafah International Crossing Point on the Egyptian border, the sole outlet for Gaza Strip to the outside world, has remained closed for the second consecutive week, as no deal has been reached concerning transportation across it. Israeli occupation forces insist on maintaining control over the movement of people and goods throughout the crossing point and have actually moved equipment from the crossing point to the Kerem Shalom area on the Egyptian-Israeli border. In the meantime, Israeli occupation forces continue to close the Erez or the Beit Hanun crossing point for Palestinian workers and patients for several weeks now. With the closure of the Rafah International Crossing Point and the Beit Hanun or Erez Crossing Point, the Gaza Strip has been transformed into a large prison, as Israeli occupation forces maintain control over the airspace and other border crossings in the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces have also imposed severe restrictions on fishing in the Gaza Strip. On a number of occasions, Israeli occupation forces have opened fire against civilian fishermen in order to enforce a 9 nautical mile limit imposed on them. The Oslo Accords make provisions for Gaza Sea to be fished up to 20 nautical miles. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. Since the beginning of Ramadan, Israeli occupation forces have tightened the siege imposed on East Jerusalem to prevent Palestinian Muslims from praying at Al-Aqsa Mosque. On Friday morning, 7 October 2005, Israeli occupation forces implemented a military order that was issued last month, according to which the Ibrahim Mosque in the Hebron area would be closed on 6 separate days in October to allow for the Jewish settlers to celebrate Jewish holidays. Israeli occupation forces have imposed severe restrictions on movement. They have also continued to close a number of main roads in the West Bank, despite evacuations of 4 settlements in that area. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces positioned at various checkpoints arrested 5 Palestinian civilians, including 3 children. Annexation or apartheid wall. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces completed the construction of a military post near Qalandia checkpoint south of Ramallah. They've also established car parks and erected a communication tower. In the meantime, Israeli occupation forces continue to construct a section of the wall in the area. Israeli media sources reported that the section of the wall being built around Jerusalem would annex areas of Palestinian land to be devoted to settlement expansion. Israeli occupation forces fired tear gas canisters and sound bombs at demonstrators who were protesting in nonviolent, peaceful protests at the construction of the wall in the Belin village near Ramallah. They also arrested 19 peaceful, nonviolent demonstrators. Illegal settler activity. Israeli settlers in breach of international humanitarian law continue to reside in occupied Palestine and have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces issued 3 military orders confiscating areas of Palestinian land, closing other areas of land, and prohibiting the construction on land in villages of Sebastia, Al-Nakura, Der Shawafa, all northwest of Nablus. According to these orders, 60 dunams of land would be confiscated to create a buffer zone around the Shavi Sharom settlement. The creation of the buffer zone would isolate nearly 100 dunams of Palestinian land. For a more detailed report of these gross human rights violations, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.